Okay, good morning. Tes Vav Teves, January 2nd, 2018. Moving on, Perek Zayin, we're going to do Psukim Hey and Vav. We'll finish them, but we'll start them. Pazike, Vayored Es Ha'am, El Hamoyim, Vayomer Hashem El Gidol. So we had Pasuk Beis was the first cut, right? Anyone who's Yarei Verach, anyone who's afraid, should not come to war. Now we have the second cut. We learned Hashem told Gidon, everyone should go down to the water, and there I will choose who will go with you and who will not go with you. So here we go. So what was the test down by the water? Yared Asa'am El Hamayim. So the nation that was with him went down to the water of Vayomer Hashem El Gidon, and Hashem said to Gidon, Kol Asher Yalok Bilishono Min Hamayim. What does it mean, Herzl? Yalok Bilishono.
Like a dog.
What?
The water up.
Lap up, is that the word? Pinchas, what does it say over there, yeah?
Like Balak.
What did he say?
Right,
well, we didn't read those words yet, but yeah, so laps up with his tongue. Kol asher yalok bilishono, anyone who laps up with his tongue from the water.
It's the same word.
Ka asher yalok hakelev, as the dog laps up.
So by Balak it says similar to Russian, no? That they're going to lap up the land.
Yalakaku, maybe?
Yeah.
Yalakaku, could be. Yalakaku, tatsig oso levat. Okay, so anyone who laps up with his tongue, like a dog laps up, tatsig oso levad, stand him up by himself. V'chol asher yichra al birchav lishtos, and anyone who bends his knees to drink. End of pasuk. And anyone who bends his knees to drink. What about anyone who bends his knees to drink?
Same thing.
What do you mean same thing?
Same thing. Stand levad.
Stand those up levad too. Okay, that's a yitzhak one. Then pasuk vav, vayhi mispar hamelakakim biyadam el pihem. And it was the number of those that lapped up into their hands, or into their mouths with their hands. How do they translate that? With their hands. Those that lapped up with their hands was shalosh meos ish, 300 men, v'cho yeser ha'am, and the rest of the nation, karu al bircheyem lishtos mayim. And the rest bent on their knees to drink water. So 300 lapped up with their hands, and the rest bent down, bowed down, karu al b'chayim, to drink water. We're not doing Pazilayim, just to read it, so it'll give us a little better idea what's happening here. V'yom Hashem el Gidon, b'shalosh me'ash ish ha'malakim, with the 300 lapping up men, Oshia Eschem, I will save you. When Asat Yes Midrum Biyodechan, I'll put Midrum in your hand, V'cholam Yelchu Ish L'mekomo, and all the nations should go to their place. Meaning, so basically what comes out is 300 were chosen to go to war. 300 out of how many? How many do we start with over here? 10,000, very good. Okay, we started with 10,000, and now 300 are left. Okay, so who was chosen and how were they chosen?
So nobody drank like a dog?
Why are you asking that?
Because it says there was 300 who licked, apparently from their hands, because they weren't.
Okay.
So we drank like a dog.
Or did they drink like a dog? The 300 were lacking like a dog?
Like a dog, yes.
Yeah? That's what you learned?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Hertz
is... In other words, that was a Mila?
Oh, okay. You have to know what you're learning from here.
But, okay. By the way, how do they get down and lap like a dog if they don't get on their knees? How do you physically do that?
Very good kasha. Very good kasha. Okay, so these are the questions. Okay, so one step at a time. So Herzl is understanding that the ones who are lapping up like a dog in Pasuk Hey are the 300 that we said were the lappers in their hands in Pasuk Vav.
So why do they compare them to dogs?
So why is it comparing it to dogs? Okay, that's a kasha. And another kasha will be, why is it referring, why in Pasuk Hey refers to them as lappers like dogs, and in Pasuk Vav it says they lapped into their hands? Right. One or the other. Okay, so that also is a kasha. Okay, what do you say, Pinchas? Any other kashas? Yeah.
Right. I'll say a person who drinks in public is standing up is like a dog.
Okay. Fine. Well, what did you say? Maybe there's what? Two sets of 300?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't seem there's two sets of 300, because the 300, there was 300 chosen, and those are the 300 that went to fight. That's for sure. That's clear. There's for sure one set of 300. That's for sure clear. Okay. What is not clear is what exactly the test was, and who are the ones that went to fight. So Herzl saying a pshat, which is that the ones who are lapping like dogs, those are the ones who lapped with their hands. Those are the 300 that were chosen. And the ones who bowed down on their knees to drink, which is the rest, that would mean 9,700, those guys went packing their bags back home. Yeah? Without bowing down. And that's another good gosh. Okay, so if these guys are lapping, then they should be bowing down too. Does it say that they were not bowing down?
Or you can lay with your stomach on and like a cat and a dog when they take the.
No bucket. Okay. Doesn't seem anyone had a bucket. That doesn't seem. Interesting, but no, I don't. I have not seen anyone say that yet. But that's interesting comparison. I'm sorry. There's a right and wrong way. Okay, so now, so what are you suggesting? Meaning, you're all assuming that the lappers did not bow down, because it's saying there were lappers.
Absolutely.
There were bowing down ones, and there were lappers. But maybe it could be the lappers also bowed down. There were those that bowed down but weren't lapping, and there were those that bowed down and were lapping. And it's because they were lapping that somehow that's better. Somehow the lappers are chosen as opposed to the bowing down, only bowing down. What else would you do if you were just bowing down and you're not lapping? What would you do?
Look at yourself in the mirror.
No, but how would you drink? How would you drink? One way of drinking is lapping. What does it mean to lap? What does it mean to lap up?
Directly with your face.
With your face.
With your tongue.
You put your head into the water.
So
with the tongue, you take the water out.
So I think there's either you, like you said, either you stick your face in the water and drink,
exactly.
And drink. I don't know if that's called lapping. That's called drinking, right? Then your face is in the water and you're actually drinking, right? Would you be using your tongue for that? If your face is in the water, would you be using your tongue?
Maybe.
No, you're just drinking, right? But if you put it into your hand, right? So then you stick out your tongue to drink it. Those are the different possibilities over here, is either sticking your face in the water or sticking the water first into your hand and then lapping it with your tongue. Or maybe there's a third possibility of lapping with your tongue also straight from the water. As opposed to sticking your face in and drinking, you were like lapping it with your tongue in the water. Okay, three possibilities, yeah?
Kasha.
Yes.
Chazal, I believe, said you're not supposed to drink standing up because it's a dog drink standing up.
Okay.
I don't know if it's, I think it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Another thing is, I saw a video of in slow motion of a dog's lapping water.
Interesting.
And their tongues are different from ours. Huh?
You just randomly watch this video?
Yeah. I watch nature videos.
Okay, you should send us this video because that's very interesting. Very nogea to Ashir. If you could,
so, yeah, no.
If you could,
so
if you could send it on the Navi WhatsApp.
It's different than ours. It has a U-shaped capacity to be able to scoop the water.
Like
a spoon. We can't do that. We can't do that.
Okay.
We can't lap like a dog.
Interesting. Okay, fine. That's very interesting. Send that to us. That's very interesting.
Yam. We can lap from our hands. Mm-hmm. But to lap...
So lap straight from the yam, we can't...
To scoop up, we can't...
That we can't do.
The way a dog can.
Okay. Interesting. Very interesting. Very interesting. Okay. So, so very, very confusing what's happening here. Very confusing. Also, again, like the end of Pasuk Hey just seems to be, I don't know, what do you call this, like a dangling something? I don't know, so there's a name for this. It doesn't say what, V'chol asher yichre al birchov lishtos, what? It doesn't say what you do with those. Meaning, it says you should be tasig, kol asher yalak b'lishonam in amayim kasher yalak hakelav, anyone who's lapping like a dog, tasig oso levat, set him aside. V'chol asher yichre al birchov lishtos, period. And anyone who bows down, what do you do with those guys?
And so too, kol Hashem, blah blah blah.
So you're learning so too, but that's a problem. So too, because then you're putting them all in the same group. But these are two separate groups, right? There's the lappers and there's the bower down ones.
The so too's should be. It's not learning like Herzl.
Then it's not learning like Herzl. Right. So then what would the shop be then? Dangling parsable. Thank you very much. There's the word.
That's a phrase. But there's maybe a third group, the ones who didn't either. In other words, the ones who lap from their hands, the ones who lap like dogs, and the ones who who bow down.
Ah. Very good, Yitzchak. Okay, so now we have a machlokas, Herzl and Yitzchak. Herzl is saying there are two different groups over here. There's the lappers, and one pasuk refers to lappers as those that lapped like dogs, and another pasuk, in pasuk vav, it says they lapped with their hands. And then there's the bower down ones, and the bowing down ones, pashtus, they just drank straight from the water. Okay, those are two groups. Those are two groups, and the ones that lapped were the ones chosen. Those are the 300. That's going to hurt some. According to Yitzchak, there's three groups now. There's three groups. There's lapping with your tongue like a dog. There's bowing down and drinking straight, and then there's lapping into your hand. Lapping into your hand. Those are three groups. Okay, and then who goes? Who are the ones
who lap in their hands.
The ones who lap in their hands went, and the ones who either lap like a dog or just bound down straight did not go.
Now you can tell me the two mafreshim, one holds like Hertz and one holds like me, right?
So we have, very good. Okay, very good. So this, Pinchas cement all this. What? Two lapping, you meant two lapping. Okay, fine. So, fine. Okay, so, yes, this is actually going to be a machlokes rishonim, a machlokes mefarshim. Let's look at Rashi. Tell me what you think Rashi holds. The Rashi says like this, Kol asher yiluk b'lishono v'chol asher yichra al birchav lishtos. Anyone who laps with his tongue, v'chulu, meaning like a dog, v'chol asher yichra al birchav lishtos, anyone who bows down, tatzig oso levad chutz misiyascha. Stand those people alone outside your helpers. Kihem lo yelchu imach, because they won't go with you. Shekachem lemudim lichroa lifnei avodas gilulim, because they are used to bowing down to avodah zarah. They are used to meaning. Okay, so I'm sorry. Before we got into the mafreshim, we should have mentioned the other issue, which is what is the symbolism here? Okay, so we want. I think some of you did. Right? What's the symbolism? Okay, so first of all, what's the pshat? Meaning, who went? Lappers? Are there three groups? Are there two groups? Which are the ones that went? That's A. And B is, what's the symbolism here? What do we care about bowing down and lapping up? What's that all about? So Rashi tells us. Rashi tells us that the ones. So it seems Rashi's putting all these people in the same group. Okay? Kol asher yiluk b'lashon v'chol asher yichra al birchav lishtos, anyone who laps up and anyone who bows down, those people separate, they're not going with you. Why? Because they're bowing down. Why are they bowing down? Because that's what they're used to doing, because they always bow to Avodah Zarah. So the symbolism here is, we don't want the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And how do we know the Ovdei Avodah Zarah? Because the Ovdei Avodah Zarah are going to naturally go into a bowing formation. And like everyone was asking, how could you lap up without bowing? So Rashi's Pashtus learning, you don't. You also bow. But you either bow and lap, or you bow and drink straight. It's maybe even more clear in the next Rashi. Hamalaka kim biyadam. I'm now in Rashi and Pasuk Vav. Hamalaka kim biyadam. Ein zederech kriya. Kelokek bilishono. That's not bowing down like those that lap up with their tongue. Okay? Because those are picking up the water to them and lapping it from their hand. So those people are not bowing down. Okay? So Pashtus Rashi is learning there's three groups. It's not so clear in Rashi, but this is how the Mefarshim understand Rashi. It is very clear, though, in the Mahari Kara, if I'm pronouncing it right, Kara, he says like this, V'chol asher yichra birchav lishtos. Tatzig also chutz misiascha, she'af lemelakek b'lashono el hamayim kasher yilo kakelev. Even those that are lapping like a dog, efshelo shelo yichra gamhu al birchav. It's impossible that they're not also bowing down. Kishes shows them in anar when they drink from the river. Kishem shechoreya al birchav zeshes shows them mipiv min anar. Just like the one who's bowing down and drinking straight from his mouth, he's bowing. So to the one who's lapping up, he also needs to bow down. Vishne kitos halalu, and these two groups, hamalakim belishonim el hamayim kasher yolok hakelev, those that are lapping up like dogs lap, vakorin al birchayim lishtois tatzig osam levad. Both of those groups separate. Kihem lo yelchu ima, because they're not going with you. Shekachem lemudim lichra lifnei avodah zarah, because they are used to bowing in front of Odazara. Avol ha-malaka kim biyadam el pihem, but those that lap into their hand from their hand, efshalem lemalois bechafnehem min amayim velishtois kashem zoikvim. They could be picking it up with their palms from the water, and they're drinking standing up. V'chein hayo. And that's what they did do. Dixivayim mispar amalakim biyadam al pihem heim ho anashim sheshoavu biyadam min hamayim v'shasu lohem meumad. Those are the ones that were standing up, and that's a third group that is not mentioned in Pasuk Hey. It's only mentioned in Pasuk Vav. So the ones in Pasuk Hey, those are the ones you don't take. Those are the ones they're bowing down. Either they bow down and drink straight with their mouths, or they bow down and lap with their tongue. Both those groups are over the Avodah Zarah, Nicks. We don't want those guys. Don't take those guys. Pasuk Vav is talking about a different way of drinking. You scoop up with your hand and you lap it up from your hand while standing. And those are the ones that will go to the milchama with Gido. Yes? Go. Okay.
Yesterday, or the day before yesterday, these guys were all worshiping the Lord. Now they're not. But if this is the way they used to drink it, does that really mean if they announce it, it means that suddenly they're going to change the whole way that they're used to doing something?
I can answer that.
Well, 1 second. Before, that, what does Yitzchok say? Yes?
Okay, it's Mefurisha Menachem Begin. One of the presidents wanted us to bow to his will, and Begin said to him, a Jew does not bow. It's part of our culture. A Jew does not bow. That's part of who. Mm-hmm. That's not what we do.
Right.
Okay. So that's.
But Chaim is asking if they were used to bowing. If they were used to bowing, how are they all of a sudden?
Culturally, a Jew doesn't do that. And interesting. Another thing is interesting. By Megillas Rus.
Yeah.
So it says that she didn't bend over, but she got down. She. She didn't. I don't know. She didn't bow.
As Chaim said before, she kneeled. She kneeled as opposed to bowing down. There's a way to kneel and not bowing down.
Yeah. Which, so apparently, it's like a gesture that is, in a proper firm environment, is inappropriate. It's culturally inappropriate.
Right. But Chaim's asking. But the culture wasn't that way. The culture was that they were worshiping Avodah
Zarah. Yeah. The culture.
Worshiping Avodah Zarah.
The Jewish culture was inappropriate, and the ones who deviated from the culture, but the ones who retained the pristine behavior, and that's how he was able to discriminate.
Okay, I'll make Chaim's kasha even stronger. There's a big also machlokas rishonim about karbanos, basically the Rambam versus everybody else. And the Rambam says a yesod. He said that the reason why we have karbanos as part of avodas Hashem is because they were worshiping Avodah Zarah for centuries. Right, they were worshiping Avodah Zarah, and for a person to make such a drastic change from something that they were so used to for so many years is not possible. So Hashem couldn't tell them, stop bringing karbanos on altars, because they were doing that for their Avodah Zarah. So what he said was, instead of telling them to stop it, he said, be mekadesh it. You used to be worshiping, right, shechting animals and doing that for Avodah Zarah. Now do that to me. Instead of being to Avodah Zarah, it'll be for me. That's what the Rambam says. But it's sort of like, according to the Rambam, the whole idea of Kurban is sort of like a bidyavet, right? It's because they were used to doing this, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that they should now do it to him. But to tell them to totally stop doing this, they wouldn't be able to do that. That's what they're used to. The Ramban, of course, blasts him and says, how could you say that? And it's not true. And Chas V'Shalom, and what do you mean? Yimos HaMashiach, we're also going to be worshiping, and he brings many, many kashas on him. But that's what the Rambam says. It's a psychological yisod. It's a psychological yisod. So Chaim is saying the psychological yisod over here is, if a person's used to bowing down, he's going to bow down. How could he stop? So I think the answer you have to say is that not everyone was worshiping Avodah Zarah. Not everyone was. So some were and some weren't. Right. Right. Meaning hopefully after this they're all going to do tshuva, but at this point they were the ones who were still not worshipping Avodah Zarah. Yes. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Right. It's like a dangling thing. Right, so that's what Yitzchak's pshat was.
If we add the words, and also everyone who stands
right.
and kneels, then it works.
Correct.
But the word also isn't there.
Right, right, right.
He doesn't cross himself.
Yeah. So it is problematic, right? And this is why there's going to be two ways to understand this. But that their understanding, it's ki'ilu. That's what the pasuk means. It's ki'ilu. That's what the pasuk means. The pasuk means to say, and also those that are bowing down are with those. But it is like, you know, a hard pasuk to read. Definitely is a hard pasuk to read. It's okay, like, which is why we have the other pshat. And that is the pshat. So it seems that Rashi and the Maharikra on one side of the fence. Okay, they're on one side of the fence. The other side of the fence is the Barbanel, the Malbim, Mitzudas David. Okay, let's just see it in the Barbanel. Okay, so he first brings the Ralbag, which I don't want to get into yet because that's going to be the question of what the symbolism is over here. But let's hold that for now. Let's just go to the end. He says, "V'ani achshov she'asa nisayin hazeh lahavdil kol ha'birkayim asher lo karu lebal." Okay, what's happening over here is... meaning the symbolism over here, and what we're trying to do over here in this vetting process is figure out who worship Avodah Zarah, like Rashi. Ki ba'asher lo karu Yoshia Hashem es Yisrael. The ones who don't bow, those are the ones who will be able to save Klal Yisrael. Ulefisha shaysim b'kriya, shaysim b'sifsoisehem, ve'eina melakakim b'lashono. Okay? And here you see the Abarbanel is struggling. Okay? He's struggling, but he says that the ones who bow down are drinking with their lips. They're not lapping up with their tongue. Lochein amar kol asher yiluk bilishono min hamayim kasher yilokach kelev velo haya hanisoyen b'sheyishta biyadav. Ki hakelev lo yishta biyadayim. And it's not about, the pasuk doesn't talk about that they're doing it from their hands, because that's not what's important, because obviously a dog doesn't do it with its hand, right? The point is, though, that they're not bowing down. Ki im sheyelik b'lashem v'lo yishtet b'peh u'b'svasav b'gemiya v'zeh she'amar where does that go to? Okay. Right. Okay. V'zehu she'amar b'maiseh, and it continues on to the next pasuk. V'ahi mismar malakim b'yadam apim shos me'osh ish. Ratzalomer she'lo ayu shosim b'gemiya. They weren't drinking by swallowing, right? Just like putting your mouth in and just drinking. Ki im b'lekika b'lashonim. They were using their tongues. V'ein ikar ha'nisayon b'yos hashtia b'yad. The main thing is not that it was from their hand. Ki im b'yosam b'lekikas ha'lashon she'yasa oso akele v'ha'adam me'uma. They're both a dog and a person. When they're lapping with their tongue, they're not bowing, they're standing. V'lo b'gemiyas ha'peh v'hasif v'hasvasayim she'efshur she'yasa ki'im b'chriya u'b'hishtachava. To drink with your mouth from a lake or from a river, whatever this is, right? That could only be with bowing down, as opposed to lapping up could be while standing.
Why not hishtachava?
What do you mean, why not hishtachava?
Drink with your lips by hishtachava without bending your knee.
Okay, either kriya and hishtachava. That's what he's saying. You're saying, why do you only need? Why do you?
Is hishtachava mentioned?
He's just putting those together. He's putting those together. I hear what you're asking. Yeah, you're saying where you can bow down straight without actually bending your knees.
Does he use the word
hishtachava? Yeah, he does. Uh-huh. Ki im b'chriya amar v'cho yeser ha'am karu al bircheim lishtos mayim. All the rest mean the non-lappers, and that's the end of Pasuk Hey, they were bowing down. But you see, the Abarbanel here is struggling, okay? He's struggling with why in Pasuk Vav it talks about Malakim B'yadam, and why in Pasuk Hey it's talking about like a Kelev. What's going on over there? He's struggling, and he says, no, because the Iker thing is they're Malakik. It's not about from their hand. It's about bowing versus not bowing. And when you're drinking with your mouth, you have to bow. When you're drinking with your tongue, by lapping up, you don't have to be bowing down. So you weren't. Those were the ones who were not bowing down, as opposed to the ones who were bowing down. And clearly, according to the Abarbanel, there's two groups here. There's only two groups. There's not three groups. There's two groups. There's the lappers and there's the bowers. Lappers and bowers. That's it. Also the Mitzudas.
Standing and the bowing.
What?
Standing and bowing.
Right. Standing and bowing. Lappers are to show that they weren't bowing. And that's Mitzudas David also. Ki hashoei v'samayim b'toch yada v'shosem mehem. He efshar lishtois b'svasav k'derech kol ha'aretz. When you're scooping up with your hand, so you can't drink with your lips. Rak melaka kub l'shonim, you have to do it with your tongue. K'derech shtiyas hakel, like a dog does. Aval ha'korei al birchav lishtois me'anachal. But those that are bowing on their knees to drink straight from the stream, yachol u'lishtois b'svasav, they can drink with their lips. V'lezat tziva l'ha'amir ha'melaka kim levad v'ha'korim levad. And therefore he's separating those that were lapping and those that were bowing. That's according to also the Metzulis, just like the Abarbanel. Let's see also the Malbim. Kol asher Yalak Ratzalomer Halokeach Biyado El Piv. Those that took with their hand to their mouth, who lokek Bilashon, they lap with their tongue. Masha Enkein HaKoreya, as opposed to one who bows down, Memala Piv Min HaMayim, he fills his mouth with the water. Ukafi Das Chazal HaKorim Regilim L'Chroa LeBavua Shelohem. Those that are bowing down, and here he says a little different, they were used to bowing to their reflection. Gam HaChriya More Albumus HaTaiva. Okay, and he's saying another symbolism here, that those that are bending down straight, sticking their faces into the water, so those are Bali Taiva. Lishtois Bepam Echad, they have to drink at once. Val Chalishas Pirkei Hoevarim Kamashkasa Ba'akeda. Tziva Shiatzigim Levad Shem Lo Yelchu Vasher Yilik B'Lashonim Hu'atzmo Mashkasa Malakim B'yadam Alpim Heim Holchu. He says Rashi doesn't learn this way. Okay, so he's learning, the Malbim is learning like the Abarbanel and like the Mitsudos, that there are two types of people here, right? There are those that are lapping up, and they're lapping up. How are they lapping up? Not exactly like the Caliph, right? They're lapping up because they're scooping up with their hand and lapping from their hand, as opposed to those that bow down and just put their faces straight in the water. So there are two groupings, okay? So we do, according to Rashi, we don't have the kasha that Yitzhak asked, what, you're comparing to a Caliph? We're comparing the good ones to a Caliph. That seems very strange. But that is a kasha, according to the Abarbanel, the Siato, right? The Malbim and the Mitsudos. So we need to figure out why the good guys would be compared to a dog. That doesn't seem so. Okay, so let's get. So you're saying they're good guys? Okay, well, let's see. Let's see, we'll have to get there, hopefully tomorrow. Okay, so symbolism, okay? So far we actually have two ideas, okay? We have Rashi saying, or two that are really three maybe. Rashi says that the bowing down means that they bow down to Avodah Zarah, okay? Or to their own reflection, okay? That's one idea. A second idea is the ones who are bowing down are Bali Taiva. The Malbim says. The Rabbag says something else. V'hinei lezosa siba gamken l'rotza Hashem sheyisharu imo zulasi amalakim b'yadam elpiyam. He only wanted the ones that were lapping. Ki zeh mora, why? Because zeh mora al charitzus v'gvura. Those that were lapping, that shows a certain strength. V'olam asher karu al birchayem lishtos heim atzolim. The ones who are bowing down, sticking their face into the water, they're lazy. Those are lazy guys. He doesn't want lazy guys coming out to war. First, the first vetting was those that were afraid of Averus. So first he's separating the first cut was those that were afraid of Averus. The second cut didn't have to do with Averus. It doesn't have to do with Ovdei Avodah Zarah, according to Rabbag. It has to do with who's lazy and who's a gibor. The ones that are bowing down, sticking their face into the water, they're lazy. The ones that are scooping up the water, bringing it to their mouth, lapping it up, those are giborim, and those are the ones who want to go out to work. Okay, we have a lot more to do here. Right.